is
a hose head production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified men from apes. Hitler faked his death and then escaped. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably cloned. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast, Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
I love that guy.
Welcome, everybody, back to the show. Welcome, welcome. We are live on Rumble, X, YouTube, and Twitch. And if you're not, if you're catching this later, go subscribe to the Rumble, please. I want to support that that platform as much as I can. And who am I joined by?
You're joined by, once again, the man of many tastes, Brett. Last name unknown.
Are you proud? We're proud.
I'm proud, but damn.
I am.
I see how it is.
All right. Welcome. This is going to be fun. We have our resident Christian in the house to talk about the Book of Revelations. Have you read it?
Have I read the full thing? No.
it seems thick.
It's a big book.
Well, isn't it? It's just like the way they wrote it, too. It's like even the Bible itself. When you read it, it's.
I feel like a lot of it is just not really a foreshadowing, but more or less highlighting an idea of what it could be.
Yeah,
and it's not exactly a for sure, unless it's like the Mark of the Beast, which is like stone cold. It's like, yeah, this is exactly what it is. But everything else is like symbolism and. Possibly an idea of what it could be. So
it's true. And I, my drink of choice today is the blood of Christ. Cheers. I'm changing the name of the Caesar, which Aaron, he's from Ireland, right? We all know this. He did not know what a Caesar was.
What?
He's like, what are you drinking? I was drinking one of these Caesar sippers because I have these for the side if I run out of the Caesar that I made.
They don't have Caesars
and
in Ireland?
He's like, I don't know what that is. And I was like, do you know what a Bloody Mary is? And he was like, oh, when you fuck a chick on her period? And I was like, no, the drink. And he's like, yeah, I get it. And then he's like, weird, Caesar? And I was like, yeah, he was named after Julius Caesar. He liked to drink them a lot. And he's like, that's not true.
I feel like that's not true either.
It's not true. I don't even know why we call it. I don't feel like looking it up. Actually, I could.
He's going right to
why
it.
Why do Canadians call it a Caesar drink?
Because I think it's served with a piece of celery.
Celery. Shell's original name for the drink, the Caesar. He told the Star his customers would sample different versions of this cocktail. One Englishman tried the Caesar and said, Walter, that's a good bloody Caesar. And after that incident, they called it the drink, the Bloody Caesar. Why? His Italian ancestors led him to call it the drink a Caesar. The longer name is a Bloody Caesar, which I did not know. And there is a difference, I think, between a Bloody Mary and a Caesar. I think there is a difference. But welcome. So, yeah, I'm going to call it the blood of Christ today some Christians do. And it's all about cannibalism. They're eating a human being. It's a reptilian thing. Look it up.
No comment.
You guys don't do that, though, no?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't do that. All right. Welcome, everybody. This is going to be a fun time. The Bible has no shortage of creepy stories, but arguably the scary stories come from the Book of Revelations. So it's scholars have debated it endlessly over the identity of who exactly wrote the Book of Revelations. Some say it's John the Apostle, whose writing were known from swinging attention from Satanism to whatever. But they can be agreed upon that there is plenty of terrifying visions in the Book of Revelations about the apocalypse. According to the book, we are in some dark times. The sky will rain fire, angels will split swords, and mankind will be forced to retreat into caves for shelter, or will be harassed by the last three terrifying dragons and beasts. Angels will sound seven trumpets of warning. Wait, I got it. I got it. I got it. It's coming. Just give me a sec. Any second.
A terrible trumpet.
No, that's funny. It's That'd terrible. Be if you start hearing that shit. Like, what the fuck? So funny. Yes. So there's going to be the seven trumpets of warning. Later on, seven plagues that will be dumped on the earth. You know, like that chicken. I just recently watched another teen movie when she's like, "I'll take a shit on your chest," or whatever. She likes to get shit on her chest for some reason.
Wait, isn't that a movie 42.
No, they also have that in that movie.
Do they?
Which is funny. Yeah, not another teen movie is like ridiculous. And they could never do that movie again.
No.
You got like the nudist student that just walking around with their tits out the whole time. And it's the dumping on the chest, the guy, the football player.
It's all
player.
Provocative. Yeah, yeah. Not going to make it nowadays.
At the end, there is some redemption, but before Earth is scorned over by the heavens as punishment for straying from the divine. So what's with all the fire and brimstone? Let's fucking talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Did you know that Jesus loves you?
It is true. He does.
It is true. It is true. So what is your interpretation of some of the Book of Revelations? What do you think is going on?
Well, what I think of the interpretation of Book of Revelations is that it's a lot of uncovering, because for the Hebrews, apocalypse means to uncover. So
clamato for a Caesar and tomato for a juice for a Bloody Mary. Now we know. Now we know. I'll see if I can try to bring up the stuff on Rumble. I don't know why Rumble, you can't see the chat on StreamYard. It's their fault. But yeah, this is going to be a fun time. We're going to be talking about the Book of Revelations. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, most of Revelations is based on just a time of judgment between, you know, the wicked and the righteous. So
yeah, yeah. Well, the world seems to be going a little crazy right now, right? You have a lot of crazy people with blue hairs. You know, that is, there's all sorts of weird stuff going on. You know, like there's that Congress lady. I don't know if you saw that video recently. It was the Congress lady. It's like, and not a lady, a man. It's a man and dressed up, but it's like enormously huge boobs, big fake lips. It's very weird looking.
Really?
Yeah. It looks like one of the seven deadly monsters. I don't know if that's the thing, but
seven horns coming from its head, that kind of thing. Oh, I can believe it.
It's like, you know why Jews wear yarmulkes, right?
Nope, not
to hide their horns.
Oh wow, that's cold. That's wow.
Well, in my opinion, with all the stuff that's going on, and I'm not religious, I think that there's people that are trying to bring about the apocalypse is what I think. Is like, because there's a certain group of people.
Well, a lot of false prophets will be had before the returning of Christ is. So this could possibly be, you know, everyone that's coming, you know, they're saying like, oh, Jesus is coming back, and this false prophet comes back, and it's like everyone's like, oh, look, he's back. He's like, I don't think that's him.
No, and they could pull off some stuff. There's like a video of this like Jesus guy floating in the sky. No. And it was definitely like Project Bluebeam testing. So to be like, you know, what can we do with our lasers and stuff like that to make people believe that they're seeing something that's not really there, you know? If they can turn Tupac into a hologram. And that's just like the basic, you know, this is the basic technology. They probably have crazier technology that they could, you know, make people see crazy stuff in the sky, you know?
Oh, yeah. I bet.
I love watching Bob Light.
No, I just don't. It just, they don't sit right with me. No, just...
That's delicious. Pickle vodka and that shit.
Yeah, but Bob Lazar, like, listen to him.
Bob Lazar.
Lazar.
He does talk about Lazar, so.
He does talk a lot about him. But Project Bluebeam, when he talks about it, it's like, it's so detailed. As like, how could he possibly make all that stuff up?
Well, and his stuff of seeing the aliens in Area 51 and stuff like that, like, I don't know. That's why I'm always like, there's people that have told stories. But, like, you know, how do they get so much detail? And they got to be really, you know, I was listening to Cat Williams on Joe Rogan and stuff at work. And it's just like, he's just a funny guy. He talks in riddles. just talks in riddles and makes you kind of like question like a lot of stuff, because really everything's cut. He believes a lot of stuff is laid out on purpose and that there's connection to some sort of God, but that, you know, that things are unfolding the way that, you know, they should be. But I truly think that there's people out there, you know, that believe that their Messiah never came. So Jews. They have to bring about their Messiah, and there's a lot of people that are pointing to the idea that they are forcing the revelations to happen to bring about the apocalypse, and they're literally creating an altar to sacrifice the red heifer. Like that's an altar. People, it may look like a funny little staircase, you know, to bring some paralyzed bitch up there, but it's an altar.
Yep, that'll be in the final days, but yeah, I think you may be onto something when it comes to like along with false prophecies, but also bringing upon like revelations by force and be like, oh, this is what happens. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
So don't panic. And then it actually happens. And it's like, what was that?
You went full retard, man.
You never go full retard.
You went full retard.
You never go full blown. And that's what I think they're doing is trying to bring about.
Yeah. And they're just trying to make it look like, oh, it happened. And look, part of your Bible was wrong, so look like you must buy like your part of your Bible was wrong, so all of it must be wrong. Yeah, right? Yeah,
and sway people. It's kind of interesting too. I was just thinking, do you think celebrities when they drink a Bloody Mary, it's the period blood of a preteen, and ooh, that's like their drink.
That's gross.
You know, they're like a bar.
That's so gross.
It's like that scene in The Shining where he's like all crazy talking to the bartender and be like, "What am I drinking?"
I mean, how do you even drink that and still talk about like, oh, what if this is like,
because it doesn't taste like period blood. It doesn't taste like pennies.
It doesn't. That's gross.
Have you ever got your red wings? I did it once when I was a preteen. Wait, would
you specify red wings? Do you mean by like
having sex on the chick's period?
Oh, I thought you meant like eating out on a red.
Oh, no. If you do that, you were obsessed with blood and, you know, you're a weirdo.
Well, I didn't know because you were like. What was that?
Doesn't matter if we believe it. The Zionists sure do. It's so true. Mm. It does. You know. And I'm trying to get the chat in on Rumble, but maybe it might be too much work.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, and there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, and like even to do with. I wanted to read this off. That's about the eclipse, because there's a lot of weird stuff. That is, you know, that's why we're doing this today, because the eclipse is coming. I'm going to release it on everything ASAP. But it's just a bizarre, some weird stuff going on. Where is this shit? So this is interesting. The Large Hadron Collider is restarting during the solar eclipse. 6 years, 6 months, 6 weeks, 6 days after the last great American eclipse, while NASA is firing three rockets into the moon's shadow at 3:33. Masonic number. As you do, the rocket project is named Apep after the Egyptian demon of chaos, who took the form of a serpent on his mission to devour the sun and plunge the world into permanent darkness. Consider this mystical context of the solar eclipse as moments when the natural order is suspended and the veils are thinned, creating a minimal space for magical workings. The rare alignment is a cosmic gateway offering a potent opportunity for transformative processes, whether for renewal, destruction, or revelation. How appropriate that CERN is associated with Shiva, the Hindu god of destruction and transformation. Indeed, it certainly seems that the dark wizards are attempting to pull off a ceremonial magic working of epic proportions, harnessing the power of the eclipse for specific ritual, perhaps manipulating these energies to open a portal, alter reality, or even contact other dimensions or entities. Bah, bah, bah. My fucking voice broke. Is that that's the horn, the seven horns? People imagine you hear that shit and people are like, rave!
Jesus, come back.
It's the end of days,
everyone,
bro.
Everyone starts partying. Like, man, not the right time, man. Not the right time.
It is. It's very weird. They're like that. That shit is like the whole thing that's going on with the eclipse and what NASA's doing. The eclipse is
super interesting because, like, in the final days of judgment, it even talks about this eclipse. It'll be a sign of Jonah and find
Jonah Hill.
No, no, Jonah, like the individual that came to warn a certain group of individuals from Nineveh that judgment is upon them and they need to repent to spare themselves from God's judgment. And this eclipse is funny because it starts in Jonah, Texas.
Yo, that's weird.
And then it goes through seven different cities through the United States called Nineveh.
Oh, yeah.
And then the crossroads of where the 2017 eclipse goes through and then where this one goes through, crossroads at a place called the original name of Jerusalem in Israel, which was called Salem. Mm. And it crosses roads.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, literally. Just how.
And is it? It does. It's the
and
the
then
top,
the way
right?
that it, the way that it's crossing and the different dimensions that it's crossed before and different paths makes the Tav, which in Hebrew means the end.
Do you think we're fucked or do you think it's the beginning of something?
I think it's the beginning. Well, apocalypse, like I said before, in the Hebrew language means to uncover.
Yeah,
so,
to reveal.
To reveal.
To reveal the secrets. You know?
Honestly.
It's crazy. It's pretty crazy. Dude, I just did an episode on the esoteric meaning of Jonah. Pretty crazy stuff, man. Synchronicities everywhere. We got people chatting in the chat if you're wondering what the hell I'm or who the hell I'm talking to. But just because.
The power of Christ compels you.
Honestly,
oh,
it
does. It? Does it compel me?
The power of Christ compels you.
Does it, Jay?
The power of Christ compels you.
Is the power of Christ compelling me? Is that what's happening?
The power of Christ compels you.
Guess what?
It's not that compelling.
It's not that compelling.
According to the Book of Revelations, the end days will begin its descent upon humankind after a massive earthquake has moved all islands and mountains and reduced humanity to hide and live in caves. Seven angels will sound the trumpets. Yes, there will be trumpets. Each will basically raise all sorts of literal hell. First, a hail of fire and mixed with blood for a good measure will begin to rain down on earth, burning up all the trees and the grass with it. Next, something resembling a burning mountain will crumble to the sea, turning sea animals into blood and destroying much of the sea life and ships. Then a star named Woodworm will fall from the sky, poisoning a third of all the rivers and water. Fun fact, some people link this disastrous such as Chernobyl. For the fourth trumpet will strike out a light from the sun and stars, and an eagle will cry out, warning of the trumpet blast yet to come. The fifth trumpet is the worst. It signals a falling star that brings about the plague of an evil locust and to torment the non-believers. The sixth release four angels who them will release 200 million horsemen to kill a third of mankind. That's fine. With plagues of fire, smoke, and sulfur from their mouths. Their horses will have heads of lions and tails of snakes, and they will help destroy humanity. And the final trumpet leads into what makes the previous damage look like child's play, the seven bowls. So that's fun. It just sounds like a really fun time. Sounds like a really good party.
Nah, anything but good. That sounds very bad. Matter of fact.
And you think we're going to get there? We're getting there.
The one thing that I do find interesting about the entire thing, the entirety, do you have the four horsemen?
Oh, yeah.
You got a picture of them?
We're going to get to them at some point.
I know you are, but like, so these guys, so these individuals, one's black, one's green, one's red, and one's white. The four horsemen of the apocalypse. Now, I talked to you about this before at work. Mm-hmm. And the four horse, the apocalypse, and then their color and their signification. Now, look up all the countries if you do have a spare time and a Google machine.
Google machine.
Google machine of those specific colors, white, green, red, and black. And you'll look and you'll see that it's like Qatar, Iraq, Syria,
Palestine.
Yeah, all of those. And it's all the Middle East.
Free Palestine from the Jewish supremacy. It's true.
But anyway, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, which means the unveiling. So it makes me wonder.
There's a lot of weird stuff going on. Like I said, I'm more in the belief that they're actively just trying to bring about the apocalypse just to be like, fuck you. Let's see if you'll do it. You know what I mean? And, you know, we saw that woman who tempted God and then she fell over. You know, that comedian, she's like, God loves me the most. I got all my vaccines. And then she fucking collapsed. And I was like, it's either God smiting her, like being like, or it's the shots, you know, just being well,
we can't say that. It's miscellaneous reasons. She could have, you know, predisposal health disorders, but like the shots, not a thing.
So if the four trumpets, you know, if they weren't the scariest, of the stuff that is going on, because there's going to be a lot of fun stuff that comes with this fun time of the apocalypse. If the seven trumpets were scary, then the seven bowls are more terrifying. While the trumpets are seen as a warnings of events from which one could recover through redemption. You know, the seven bowls are more of the they're like a finale in nature. There's no recovering from these horrific incidences. When the angels pour seven bowls or vials on the earth, they won't be offerings they appeared to be. Instead, they will be filled with plagues that will destroy pretty much anything or anyone left from the first round of the trumpet devastation. The consequences including oozing sores appearing on those with the mark of the beast. So anyone that got your nanoparticle shot, sorry, but you're gonna perish in a bowl of soup. And the remaining rivers turning to blood, thus killing all the sea life. And then massive heat waves scorching the earth and causing people to combust on spot. So that's fine. You'll just blow up. You'll just instantly combust. Blow up.
Just like T2.
Yeah.
You like see the part where the nuclear bomb is going off and she sets on fire. That.
Yeah, you'll blow up like a Palestinian kid. Next comes darkness and the Euphrates River drying up to allow the kings of the world to cross and meet it to battle.
The Euphrates River's already dried up.
I know, which is crazy. And I was watching a video and this guy was filming. I don't know how real it is. This guy was filming the Euphrates River and there's like little pocket holes in the river, right? And he heard people like this is like huge screaming. I'm like, oh, they're just like having a party down in Hollow Earth.
Probably not. It's all the torture chambers. It's not good.
Yeah. Well, it's probably, you know, I'm sure they have some weird stuff. They're all the billionaires are building bunkers. It's a fun time, man. Everyone's building bunkers. They're aware of something happening. You know, Iran is going to go, you know, fuck up Israel. We got some fun stuff coming in the works, you know, after all this shit that, you know, they put the Palestinians through, it's about time that, you know, people are going to start getting their revenge. So to speak. So, and it's not going to be good for any of the world, especially that side of the world. I wouldn't, if you're over there, run as fast as you can.
Which way? We don't know. So to start running,
I don't even know which way west is. I think that's west. Is that west? Is that east? East, west? I don't know.
West is that way. Yeah? Sorry. Wait, west is that way.
I was right.
East is that way.
Okay.
Run to the east.
So pray.
Probably northeast, maybe in the Siberia, Russia.
Get on your knees, pray to Mecca, lives. Do what you got to do. Pray to the giant black cube of Saturn. That's fucking fun. It's crazy. Yeah, that's where in Mecca, the way they pray the fucking giant cube.
Yeah, I know the cube. I get the cube.
And it's that's to do with Saturn, man. What are you doing? Oh, man, I'm in a mood today. All right, and this is like, it's so much bad shit. This is fun. So then the final last bowl brings a massive earthquake. So I think it's like the idea, like, I don't know if I have the image of it, but it's like, it's angels like pouring shit down on people, you know? And it's like, these are the angels and they're pouring all the fun stuff. So you can slowly die either through plague, fire, burning, melting off all your skin. Sounds like a good time.
No thanks.
And as the book says, then there comes flashing of lights, rumbles, peals of thunder, and severe earthquakes. No earthquake like it has ever occurred since mankind has been on Earth. So tremendous was the quake. The great city split into three parts and the cities of the nations collapsed. God remembered Babylon the Great and gave her the cup filled with the wine of fury of his wrath. Yep.
Like you said, wrath.
Yeah, it's and now there's like earthquakes happening all over the place. And to me, I think that it's harp because it seems like all these like, you know, all these fires being created and it's going to happen. It's going to be wait till this summer, man. They're going to create more fires because they cut down the trees that actually isolate the fire within the forest. So it doesn't get out of control. But the climate people are like, let's fire cut out all the trees. You know, the thing that like actually helps, you know, like clean the earth and the CO2, you know, and they need that to survive. So now we're just going to kill everything, including ourselves, for some fucking people in Israel or whatever the fuck it is. Whoever's really in charge, a bunch of snake-headed people with long tongues going, you know. It's just like, it's crazy, man.
It's just constantly hissing.
I'm sure there's some good ones out there being like, it's not all of us, man. Is. Don't be intolerant.
Speaking of harp, if you want to hear the first mention of harp, which is like, what, back in 2013?
Yeah.
When Katy Perry says that you're the harp of the world and E.T. or like that extraterrestrial. Remember that? Yeah, go back to that song, extraterrestrial. Look back at that song. She says you're the harp of the world, which is fucking interesting.
There's some weird stuff going on. Nobody. So it's going to be just a fun time, man. We're just going to be burning in a pile of soup.
Nope, I don't like that. No soup for me.
We joke that, like, you know, on Monday, if it's like, you know, something crazy happens and people disappear and Brett's gone for some reason, then he got raptured. Because your people believe in rapture, right?
I know
Sawyer's peoples do not.
That's the Jehovah's Witness, but Christians do. Mm-hmm. But I'm still trying to decipher whatever the 144,000 people are.
Yeah.
Don't know what that is. I don't know if it's a genetic code or if it's actually like an actual definition of how many people are worthy of being raptured. Don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, you know. But you know, God's horny for one thing. God is horny for blood. He wants you to redeem yourselves.
The book of Revelation 19:11 says.
What does it say?
What?
I was like, what does it say?
Best thing to do is definitely repent. But as far as I know, I have no idea what the hell is going to happen. I feel like some serious shit's going to happen.
It's going to be crazy, man. But
the book of Revelation's predicted it all.
You know? So this is good. It's going to be fun. We're going to, like, you know, we're gonna, like, you know, historically, it's important to note that Babylon was commonly used as a symbol for Rome and given the cities a God's cup of wrath and fury was politically it was a symbol of Christians church struggling against the empire of Rome. That's fun. Now let's talk about the fucking whore of Babylon. Can you do a Christopher Walken, call someone a whore?
You know, the whore of Babylon is known as Kathleen Wynne.
That's fucking funny.
You just know it.
So funny. I got so many weird. What else was
the book of Revelation 19:11 says?
Is this the same one?
The book.
Oh, I put the sound effect twice. Well, that's fun. Yeah, so we're all going to die.
You make the Lord very nervous.
All right.
That is true.
I'm burning now.
Take it easy.
Hellfire is burning me.
Where is it even from? You make the Lord very nervous.
You know who that is that I didn't know for a long time?
Who is that?
Quentin Tarantino.
No.
The blind fucking... I did not know that. It's Quentin Tarantino. Because when I looked it up, it was like, Tintino as the preacher or whatever. And I was like... And I watched it and I was like, weird. It is Quentin Tarantino. That guy's a weirdo. There's a picture of him... And he's like licking a leg or something. There's a leg.
A leg?
A leg. Not like a human leg.
I do know he has a foot fetish.
Yes, but they've proportioned the leg, and it looks like it would be the leg of a child. So,
ooh, that's dark. Not good. That's bad.
Well, they're all in on it. We know. Look what's happened with P. Diddler and stuff, which will be coming soon to the show. We're going to go live with that one on maybe Tuesday. So,
summon them, P. Diller.
After the earth is basically mowed down by the heavens, you know, in order to punish those who stray from Christ, the survivors will receive a new visitor, the Whore of Babylon, riding on a scarlet beast with seven heads and ten horns. She will be drunk off the blood of the slain saints and martyrs, and according to the author's prophetic vision, was said to have Babylon, the great mother of prostitutes and the abominations of the earth, written on her forehead. So that's fun.
I'm going to say that's the Catholic Church for 300.
I am a whore.
No.
Prostitute of the world. No. The mother of prostitutes. It's
fucked. I'm going to say that's the Catholic Church right off the hop because they're the only people that wear those colors, scarlet and purple.
Yeah.
And they represent misdeviance. So I'm going to say that for 300.
Yeah, it's very true. Because I a lot of the stuff like the drinking of the Christ blood and eating his body comes specifically from the Vatican. And nothing good comes from the Vatican. Not one thing. You know, and we'll dive more into the secrets of the Vatican later on. We dipped into it a little bit, but I found some good articles that we could probably go down a deeper hole.
Even deeper, some of the secrets they left out of the Bible, part.
No. We'll be inside the Whore of Babylon. That's how deep we'll go. Inside her massive vagina.
We will go deep and intrusive and to the depths of unknown to the Whore of Babylon.
We will go. I can't do the walking.
We're going to go deep into the Whore of Babylon.
This is like so.
Deeper than we've ever gone before.
Mel Gibson said he saw him floating, man. And they're on a rooftop, and he's like, he swore he saw him floating. You
think he's a reptilian?
He thinks he's like a demon or some shit. Mel Gibson's an interesting dude. It makes me think, like, why?
Is it actually true? Do you think he's actually teaming up with Mark Wahlberg to actually make a non-woke, studio so they don't make?
I don't know. I've heard that he wanted to, it hasn't been done yet, but I heard he wanted to do a movie like exposing a lot of the satanic child trafficking stuff that's going on.
But didn't he do that already?
He kind of did.
Isn't it the Sound of Freedom? That was one of them, wasn't
it? Yeah, but he just helped sponsor it, I think. I don't think he had anything really to do with it. I think he just helped put some money up for it. But it's just interesting how they try to blackball him from you know, Hollywood and all that stuff. And it just kind of seems like maybe it's because he called out the Jew stuff like really early, right? So like, and it's not like, I'm not saying all fucking Jewish people are bad or anything like that. It's ridiculous.
But there's definitely some Jews out there that do some stuff that we don't know about.
Yeah, I know. And then you got a guy with a little mustache and he's like, man, can we just stop having all these weird prostitutes fucking, you know, and trans stuff. And I don't know if it look, and we're going to do an episode on that soon too. And I'm not saying anybody was good,
you mean?
But like, well, he'll come at some point.
You?
Yeah. But the thing is, we're going to do an episode of what happened in Berlin after World War I and how crazy it got. It was pretty crazy. There's a lot of crazy shit going on.
It was fucking disturbing is what it fucking was.
And then everyone was like, can we stop this? Now look at our world. The whole world is like, well, not everywhere, but specifically in the test grounds for the New World Order, Canada, Australia. It's getting quite
fucking
crazy.
Disturbing, yeah.
Fucking disturbing.
Fucking disturbing.
So here the angels tell our prophets, the prophet, the seven heads represent seven hills upon which the kings sit, and the ten horns represent ten more kings to come. He goes to explain that these kings will wage a war against the Lamb, aka God, but God will prevail. This perhaps is one of the most blatantly politically motivated parts of the Book of Revelations, as widely accepted among scholars. The Whore of Babylon represents the city of Rome, the seven hills of those of Rome, and the heads representing the ten kings symbolize the Roman Empire emperors seeking to steer worship towards them away from Christianity. And that's what kind of happened, right? The Romans were like, you know, we're worship this, you know, worship Saturn and stuff, and you know, we'll have some fun celebration called Saturnalia, and we'll like have boy prostitutes and all sorts of fun stuff. Yeah, the Weimar Republic, man, was not the good place. You know, why this is Italian? You can do a German though.
For what?
Like an accent.
For what? We won't always say.
I don't like what's going on in Berlin. This is wrong. I need to change it.
I don't like what's going on in Berlin. I think it should change into a large cross-like conformation that leads into more of a, what's the word? More cube-like structure, but not fully convinced that it's actually a cube, but missing parts. But you know what I'm getting at. Yeah. This is good.
The plague of locusts comes on the sound of the fifth trumpet. An angel will with the key of the abyss will fall to earth. When the abyss is opened, it will billow out enough smoke to blacken the sun and release horde of locusts. You know, it's a believe God's chosen angel of death. Who releases the locust? There aren't just any locusts. The Book of Revelation, the book recalls the author's vision, stating the locusts look like some sort of hortina. Jesus, my fucking.
What in the fuck was that?
The locusts look like horses prepared for battle. On their heads, they wore something like crowns of gold, and their faces resembled human faces. Their hair was like a woman's hair, and the teeth were like lion's teeth. They were allowed to harm Earth, but the instruction to torture people who don't have the sign of God on their forehead for a quick 5 months. That's fun. To be tortured for just months on end. That is a fun time right there. That is a fun days we're living in.
The sign of God on the forehead? What does that even mean?
It's a penis. I'm just kidding. It's the cross. What? I don't know. I don't know. I didn't read the Book of Revelations, nor will I probably ever. You know?
I thought you said you read the Bible.
I read it when I was like six.
You fucking lying bastard.
I read it a long time ago. You've
done this to me.
I said I read the Quran. I read the Quran.
I read the Quran when I was like 12.
I read the Quran when I was 50 or 60. I rented it from the local library. And I was like, a lot of rappers listen to were Muslim. So I was
like, why would you listen to the Quran that came 500 years after the Bible?
I read.
It's outdated,
I read the
bro.
Sumerian text. I have it locked in a vault in my basement. That's what I read. You know, and I sit there and whack off and I whip myself like that guy from fucking Angels and Demons or whatever. You know, what's that? No, it's not the movie. The other one, the first one. You know, Tom Hanks, that pedo's in it. You know what
Da Vinci's Code.
Yeah, that one. That's when the guy whips himself for his sins or whatever.
No, he he did that so he could feel the same pain that the Christ felt, so he could relate constantly on the daily, so he could, you know,
repent his sins constantly.
Relate, I guess it wasn't repent. I guess it was more of like an idea of of how he felt during the day of, you know, crucifixion.
Yeah, here you want to, you know, bear the pain that Christ had. You know,
I don't think you could just by tying a fucking strap on your leg and whipping yourself. So
I know.
So you do all your Pentecostal bullshit or whatever the hell you call it, because you don't know nothing about God. You have no idea who he is. And if you could read your Bible and let somebody else fucking lead you down the root by your nose, then you have an idea of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, that was just said religious rant. So I was like, that sounds like a fun sound effect.
Maybe. First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face.
At the one point in the Revelations, a pregnant woman in white appears in the sky. However, before she has her child, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns on its head will materialize in the heavens, as well as steal her unborn child. That's a fun. Sounds like a Project Bluebeam. That sounds like they could create that. What will ensue, according to the author's prophetic vision, is a back-and-forth battle between the dragon, a symbol and messenger of Satan, and the woman who is protected by the Lamb, a.k.a. God or, you know, Jesus. Essentially, it is a tale of good and evil when taken allegorically. Historically, one can liken the dragon and the forces of evil to that of the Roman Empire, and that attempts to, you know, persecute Christian worshipers, and the good of the Lamb prevails in that case. However, the author warns the dragon will forever be at war with the Lamb, implying Christians will always have to be fighting back, you know, against those who don't share their same beliefs. Does Jesus love you?
Do you know that always. Jesus loves you?
Jesus!
What?
Do you love me, cousin?
No, I hate you.
Wow. That's stone cold.
No, I hate you.
So no, crazy. I hate you.
Sumerian text. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Yeah, this is what I'm
Who
saying.
Who was that again?
You sound like a televangelist there. I sound like a lot of things, okay? Because I'm not anything. I believe in nothing and everything at the same time. Now wrap your fucking little brains around that shit, huh? Huh? Want to fight? I'll fucking take you to lunch, bro. We'll go for a nice dinner.
Who is that?
I don't fucking know. Some fan of the show or someone that doesn't like what I'm yelling about.
Uh-oh. Got a new one. What did I say?
Well, I just said that you sound like a televangelist.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, yeah. I believe in everything and nothing. I literally mean that. Like, you know, nothing exists except for what I interpret the world as in my perception. Because everyone's perception is different. Everyone sees things from a different light. My mushroom is dying. I need to put new batteries in it. I haven't done mushrooms in a while. That's coming this summer. I'm going to be doing big handfuls of that shit. Going back to microdosing. So in the book of Revelations, there is a scroll shown to the prophet. Where's this scroll? Oh, this is the one that I'm talking about. That is our author, John, which has seven seals. Each seal is broken. Something happens, or it appears that the sixth seal, things start to go south pretty quick. As written in 6:12:17, it goes, "There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like a sackcloth made of goat hair."
What kind of fucking accent is that?
I'm just doing
that.
Like, I'm going to be a voice impressionist is the plan. The whole moon turns blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to earth. The heavens receded like a scroll being rolled up. Every mountain and island was removed in its place. Since the sky will be dark, essentially split open, and who knows what is going to happen next. Mankind will be forced to go to the mountains to hide in the caves. When the seventh seal gets broken, the heavens will go silent for a half hour, and then comes the faithful, you know, the good old trumpets, man. You know, just in case we forgot about the trumpets. Did you ever play an instrument in fucking school?
Like, yeah, I did. It was called a radio.
No, it's not an instrument.
What are you talking about? It's totally an instrument. I just turned the dial and just
did you ever like? Did you take music class?
No,
I was I've said this story before, but they gave me and my friends the tuba, which is a bad idea.
Should have gave you the clarinet, like cock, like, you know, it's long, cylindrical.
Yeah. We used to spit in the fucking the guys that played the trumpets. Literally, we used to spit in them.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
We were fucking ruthless. There was one kid, Mike. We were all in grade 9. This kid was in grade 11. He had to retake music class or whatever. We used to harass this guy, like stuff paper balls into his fucking trumpet, spitting it, all sorts of fucking shit.
He's shitting it, you know. All different types of fluids.
We held him down. We fucked him. And we did a bunch of stuff.
What? You fucked a guy?
How do we know there's really going to be an eclipse? Maybe that's what they want you to think. They're messing with the sun.
Personally, that may be, God said that
might be true.
The signs of the end times will be in the sun, the moons, and the stars. So if you want to know why he uses those, it's because they cannot be manipulated.
Manipulated. Sure can. If everything we see is fucking, why is the sky blue? Why? Because the reflection of the oceans? Bullshit!
I was going to say that.
And who knows, right? They could be manipulating everything. I don't know.
For all you know, it could be the all firmament and from the flat earth people. Who knows?
I know, because there's people that really believe in that shit. And I eventually want to get into the black sun idea.
If anyone's... Wait, hold on. There's someone new there. Who's that?
We already talked to him. It's fine.
No, you're not.
Yeah, that's who I just read. I've just read that.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Shut up, bitch.
I believe that everything is manipulated and they're going to claim this or that. Like, I think in the summer they're going to be like, oh, there's so many fires in Canada. They're going to be saying a lot of crazy shit and they're going to try to push people into 15-minute cities. There's big things coming and people don't realize how bad it's going to get, I think.
They're going to propagate that living in the country is dangerous and it's prone to being lit on fire from them.
Yeah.
and then that you shouldn't live
just
out there.
Just a bunch of inbreds fucking her cousins and fucking drinking moonshine. Jesus. What
the fuck did you just say?
Destroy the child. Corrupt them all.
That's disturbing.
Alex Jones is kind of disturbing. So.
Don't fall for it. They're lying pieces of human trash, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Trudeau. We don't have leaders. We have rulers. Remember that. You stop playing with that fucking thing. You're like, Billy, man, I can't put anything in front of him or I start playing with it.
I'm sorry. I just need to fidget. What do you want from me? I'm playing with it. Fuck you.
Can't smoke cigars in here. So it's like, fuck. So there will be a beast that...
there's a new one. What does that say?
The sun's going to be wearing blackface. Yeah. Yeah. It's actually very funny. I just realized, like, the eclipse thing, that's fucking very funny.
You should sue the sun for being blackfaced, honestly. Like,
I did it three fucking times. I only did it once, man, and I was 12.
State of California, and you might win. I'm just saying.
I was 12, okay? This guy was, like, a grown man, you know? So this beast will initially come out of the sea to spread damnation. But the second monster will bring will spring from the land and demonstrate enough power to really frighten people into submission. So everyone's going to be like on their hands and knees with their ass in the air, you know?
Oh, please be, please spit first.
The second beast is said to have two horns like a lamb, but it speaks with the voice of a dragon. I don't know what a dragon's voice sounds like. You can interpret that for yourself.
Your lips are too thin for the cover of any magazine.
Do you think that's what they sound like?
You should bend over.
I don't know if I like this.
Yes. Bend over and take
you
it.
You sound like fucking Smog or whatever. This dragon from...
constantly hissing and sucking.
The Hobbit.
Yes.
I'm going to be Caesar drunk after all these Caesars. I'm going to be drunk. Now we're going out to drink more, so this will be a fun day.
That will be fun, actually.
Did you know that Jesus loves you?
Jesus does love you.
He saved me from the start. He was always in my heart. Though I stray far, here you are, Jesus, my superstar. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. You give me reason. You give me hope. Jesus never let me go.
I love you, Jesus. I don't know if you're real, but I love you.
He is real, and you should repent. Honestly, talk to him. Tell him you're sorry. Tell him you're sin.
He knows if he exists, he knows I'm fucking sorry. He knows I'm a good guy.
Yeah,
he knows I'm just trying to live my life and fucking not go immensely crazy and fucking blow my brains out.
But he wants to hear you say it. So
I love you, Jesus, whoever you are. Mithra, fucking all these other people, Horus. Who are you? Krishna? I love you, Krishna. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mithra. I love you, whatever. You know? Because you can't... But that's the thing where people can't... Like, why are there all these different people that share the same story as Jesus? Almost like it's recycled and told over and over again. Or is he reincarnating? We don't know. Nobody knows.
It's just Jesus. Don't worry. Trust me.
You're acting as if there is no heaven or hell.
Wait a minute. That sounds like a little Nicky.
Well, I've got news for you.
There definitely is a hell.
There is most definitely a hell.
So if there's a hell, there's definitely a heaven.
You're going to go there when you
die. Don't listen to that guy. Remember, repent. Try and get away from wickedness. And
I don't know. I don't think there's a hell. It's never been mentioned in the Bible.
Multiple times.
No, and not the original text.
Don't give me that. You know there's been multiple times that we've mentioned.
We both discussed this. We were talking at the lunch table with me, you, and Sawyer. And Sawyer agreed with me because his people don't believe in fucking hell.
His fucking people are fucking misled, all right?
He's like, you're misled. They're all arguing with each other.
You can't take advantage of the people that are ignorant.
What happens when you put a Christian and a Muslim in a room? They fight each other.
Actual fucking death.
Not anymore. They're all standing up against the thing. That's what's so funny, where people are like, you know, it's like, you know, all these Muslims fall. Nah. It's just like, those people are going to fight against all the transgender and shit they're trying to push on your kids. Like, they will fight more for against that stuff than the Jews will, because they created it. The Talmud has 8 genders. 8. So where do you think all this stuff comes from? Who do you think is pushing this stuff? If you start to follow the money and you start to look into the people who are creating this stuff, it starts to all to fucking make sense, man. Because even on Easter, they did Transgender Visibility Day. Visibility.
Especially
you guys have Easter. Enough visibility. You're like 0.0% of the population.
Especially on the death of Christ.
Yeah, and then guess who created that day? A Jewish man that turned himself into a woman. Literally. That's who made it.
That guy can go fuck himself.
And I showed them a fucking list of all the days that gay people get. Oh, there's bisexual day,
well
there's lesbian 100. Day. There's
well
fuck,
over 100.
There's like, it's so crazy, man. It's just like, there's a meme. It's like, this day is about us. And then it's like the guy with the beard. And he's like, you make every day about you. It's like, it's true.
Fucking needy bastards.
And then my opinion is too, like, I think we do need religion. It's people need to believe in something.
It is
a higher
glue
power.
Of fabric of society. And we
don't kill each other
it.
Though.
As bad as it is.
Yeah.
Well, as bad as you like to make it is. It's the glue of society.
Everyone thinks their religion's right, and they're probably all wrong.
Except Christianity.
Yeah, yeah. So will there be a beast that initially comes out of the sea and then it spreads all this crazy shit? It's going to be so much fun. The second beast is said to have 2 horns like a lamb, but speaks with the voice of a dragon. It is this beast that considers the false prophet. He will order all the people to worship the first beast from the sea, which has been wounded after it emerges. As its wounds heal, the second land beast will control mankind and force everyone to take what is known as the mark of the beast, that is the number 666.
And if you didn't know, in Europe currently, they're offering a $2,000 monthly allowance if you take a microprocessor chip. So if you'd like to go to that and check that out, that would be interesting, because there have been a bit of a shitstorm right now. So if you get a chance, check it out and have a look at what the hell's
you're
going on over there.
You're crazy, man. You're
shut
crazy.
Up, bitch.
I like you.
Wait,
isn't that old school?
Yeah.
I like you, man.
And he's like, when he takes the tranquilizer.
Yeah, he takes 3 tranquilizers.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 tranks to the fucking neck. That's what ketamine is. If people don't know, that's like fucking horse tranquilizer.
Whatever you do, do not take the mark of the beast. If you do take the mark of the beast, you might as well condemn yourself and your soul to the internal depths of hell. Do not take it.
What do you think about Elon Musk?
We don't need Musk? That guy can go fuck himself. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. You know for a fact.
This guy's like a bastion of speech, but then if you say anything against what's going on overseas, and he's like, no.
Dude, he's like,
don't talk about the starving children that are being starved to death.
You should buy my electric cars, because they're remotely and efficiently made by children in Africa of the Congo by cobalt mines. So, You should buy them and feel nothing about it.
Yeah, go check out my. It's gonna be. I'm working on the, getting that music video we shot finally done. But for The Great Resist, where I talk about the children mining cobalt, and it's just like,
yeah,
it's crazy. I have more stuff coming. I'm writing a song about war. I have a whole album coming this year, and I've already got. I've got a whole song about the clot shotties. It's fun. It's a very sad song, but it's good.
Yeah. And look up the cobalt mines and you'll see what these people are living in. You think that you drive a Tesla, that you're saving the world, but simultaneously you're taking the livelihoods of people that have almost nothing.
I know.
Yeah. And you're just like, yeah.
If you drive a Tesla, your penis is an innie.
Yeah, honestly.
And or you're Middle Eastern, which is maybe it's like
how
that.
Are you able to spend 45 minutes a day spending your damn electric car that's powered by coal-fired furnaces to feed that fucking thing. And you're like, I'm saving the planet. How are you consciously going on through life?
You're like, we should do this shit.
I'm not a piece of shit. I'm really not. Honestly, like, I'm not a piece of shit. I go through life thinking that I'm actually helping. But meanwhile, you're worse than people that drive a normal car.
Yeah, I know.
Like, really? And then
in my opinion, the oil will never run out. They've had like 300 years worth of it in the reserves.
Oh, way.
And it's like the blood of the earth.
Coming up with things right now that are hydrogen.
Oh, yeah, the hydrogen.
Yeah. Toyota's coming up with hydrogen-based cars.
If everybody wondering on the audio side of things while there's like all this like noise of stuff being dropping, it's because Brett keeps playing
I have ADHD, and I can't fucking help it. I need to fiddle with something.
Hell or heaven is created by our action and works in life. If you walk with Christ or Christ-like consciousness, you should be good regardless of the mistakes you make. 100%.
Amen. What that guy fucking said was right. That's exactly right. If you want to be Christ-like, act like Christ. That's what it means to be Christian. Christian means to be Christ-like. It's not just based on faith. Faith equals actions. Actions based on, you know,
air compressed engine. There's so much technology that they've hidden from us. Even like Stephen Greer, as much as who knows how crazy that guy is. The head of like the UFO disclosure project, but then he works with some shady agencies within the government. But he's like, we could be 100 years ahead of where we're at now if we went with Tesla's technology. We could have free energy, but they want to keep you a perpetual debt slave. This is how goes. Who made that up, I wonder?
I got a question. How is it that you can work for 50 to 40 years consecutively, day in and day out?
Brett's had too much vodka.
So shut up. Work in day in and day out, and then have the last 10 to 5 years of your, you know, senior years, and thinking that you're gaining some sort of freedom when you're actually not, when you can actually probably have it right now if you just said fucking no. Yeah. Especially to all these fucking government
programs. It's crazy. The biggest thing that people can take from a lot of the stuff even I talk about, or like what you can do, is just say no. I always talk about this where I'm like, I saw all you people comply during the pandemic very easily too. Very easily compared to like when I was like, everyone stop doing this and stuff like that. And it's crazy. I had a video go viral that's like 5 years old. There's like it's got 1.7 million people. And it's just me talking shit. I took a lot of shit if people have not noticed. But my goal is to like to get people to think differently, think for themselves. Wake up a little bit to the stuff that's going on in your life, in the world, because at the end of the day, we have the power, but for some reason, people are so busy being like, I'm fine, I'm comfortable now, so I'm okay now. But then there's like, I've always, since a young kid, been like, the stuff that's going on overseas or war, even when I was young and listening to music I was listening to, I was always like sympathetic to be like, why is this stuff happening? Why is there such thing as a third world? Because it's cheaper and all this stuff for these fucking lizards to control it. And why are these children getting murdered? Why is all this stuff happening? It's because evil people rule the world. And until we extinguish that evil, nothing is going to change.
Thacker.
You know? You know?
And they're going to watch babies die and love it because they're good guys. The government's good.
Yep. Yeah,
definitely those guys.
You're a strange duck.
Definitely good.
The Book of Revelation is no easy nut to crack. And to this day, scholars from all sorts of backgrounds, religious and not, tend to argue over its contents. One thing to note is that the story itself is non-linear, meaning those who try to predict future events, aka the apocalypse, actually kind of struggle lining up with the supposed events, as they tend to move through the cycle of throughout history and the story. Overall, the book is jarringly violent, especially when translated into modern times. A modern scholar once estimated the book's death count and the projected in onto modern world would be around 5 to 6 billion people. If the end times were truly near, would you end up with nearly 4 billion people dying from war, famine, earthquakes, and plagues? You may just. And the thing is too, right? We all read the Georgia Guidestones, right?
Before they're blown up.
They don't want a lot of us around. They're the carbon they want to reduce is you.
I don't know what it is about us. Like, I don't know why we can't live a little more, you know, carbon-based, you know, lifestyle. But why is it they want to get rid of the masses almost immediately? Is it because we're a threat, or is it
because we're a threat? The more of us there is, you know, the more of us there is, the less hard we are to control. And I truly believe that stuff. Just flipping through these images. I was like,
yeah, I got that. Yeah, I'm following. But whatever you do, just don't fall for the mark of the beast, where they just try and shove some weird stuff inside up your ass.
Look at they're all waiting for it. They're like, it's coming, man. Time is a ticking.
Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. There you go. Look at that.
Look at that. It's fun. Fun times, man.
Whenever you get a chance, check that out.
Is Jesus a fucking Super Saiyan or something?
I don't know. He could be. What if he is? I mean, technically, he's...
There you go. There's the real depiction of Jesus. He would have been Arabic. He would have had brown skin.
That is true. He would.
His beard would not have been white. Look, he died for you, and they're like, fuck it.
Let's wait a second. Hold on. That's Adam and Eve, and that's the death of Christ. Why?
He stomps on the dragon. You see the symbolism?
What?
He's killing the dragon, the serpent beast.
I guess, yeah.
This is what the angels would definitely look like, three white boys.
I don't feel like they'd look like that. Why do they have eagle wings?
Oh, man. I'm going to reface our face on that shit for the episode. That's fucking funny. It's a fun time. We live in fun times, everybody. John,
I wouldn't say fun. I would say interesting.
It's interesting. And the thing is, I've been talking about a lot of this stuff for a long time.
You got to think about this. Since the Bible was written, these, you know, prophecies, you know, most of these things have been said through space and time. And we're literally about to live the last little part of the Bible before there's the 1,000 year of peace. Just think about how significant that is.
Do you think that has anything to do with the 1,000 year Reich? Just kidding, everybody.
No.
Don't talk about that. Don't talk about the history that has been erased from the history books and what was actually going on. At the end of the day, I've said this numerous times, there's no good guys in war, no matter
what. Other than Jesus.
Sure, other than Jeebus. I love Jeebus. You know, it's just... I question a lot of things in the world, and I question a lot of things that we've been told. And you can't say that you're awake and believe the narration of history, you know?
What's that say?
Anunnaki look like engineers. Prometheus. Oh, I could see that. Eventually, we're going to be talking about the Anunnaki, and I want to get...
What if the Anunnaki was the prince of Anunnaki? Do you know that?
I actually want to get this homie on for that episode. Well... I know you know your shit about the Anunnaki, so we'll have to get you on for that because that would be fun. And also, I got stuff coming. There's some stuff boiling in the works. I have an episode about the Phoenicians, and you know, I'm going to start reading this book called Redemption Through Sin. Man, I'm still trying to get to that David Icke book. I've been saying this for months now, but it's like, it's fucking so thick. And then I'm like, I won't read for a week because I'm reading stuff for the show. And then I got like so many more books to go. But look at this fucking one. This is one of David Icke's books. Thick that thing is, man.
It's a big book. That's at least 2 inches thick.
Everything you need to know that you haven't been told. It's fucking huge. And it's just like, and the way he writes is kind of interesting. It's like, it can get tedious, but it's... You're like this book. I have to go through this and read. Gnosis in the Occult. We'll have to dive back on that one day. Me and Billy fucking did that whole episode. That was fun with Alex. We had a black man on the show. It's fun, man. We've had everybody. We see an Asian and a retard, and we can say whatever we want.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You got a retard.
yeah, it's me.
What?
I'm just kidding. I have retarded beliefs, that's for sure. Before the TV and the internet, they control people with the Bible. It's a little bit sure.
Okay, hold on. Controlled people with the Bible. They not coerced, but... led people into a
but there is people you can't deny that religion has killed people.
I don't endorse religion, and I do not practice that you should.
You like the Ten Commandments. That's what you like.
What I like is like building a relationship
with God.
With God, and following.
Suck his dick a bit, man. Just like a little bit, just on the tip.
It's not even a physical form. No. But actually like following the Ten Commandments and the Seven Deadly Sins and making sure that you follow suit to what he had told you to bring.
Yeah.
It even says, I came to enforce the law.
Yeah, no, and I do agree with following the Ten Commandments. It makes sense.
I mean, they're very easy to follow. I don't know
how you are. Let's look it up.
The Ten Commandments.
Can you tell me offhand what they are?
The first one, thou shalt not have any gods before me.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not take any false engraven images.
Yes.
Thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain.
Yes.
Thou shalt not
remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy.
That's the fourth one. Thou shalt honor thy father and mother. Yes. Thou shalt not murder.
Yes.
Thou shalt not.
What if your mother's like kind of a bitch?
Nope. Still honor her. she gave life to you.
I know.
Sorry about that.
Every audio fan is like, what the fuck has been going on with this episode? What the
fuck is that?
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's possession.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Yes.
Thou shalt not covet
thy neighbor's possessions.
Huh.
How hard
so
is
that? That all makes sense, doesn't it? Like, if you follow sense? That, if you're not like, oh, I'm going to kill you for your, like, cause the idea of like, oh, look what they did, you know, during, what were the Knights Templar doing? You know, when they went around, they killed a bunch
of
people.
So that was a crusade.
See, and they say
that was based on religion, and that was being told by someone that.
It's like people that think that Freemasons are fucking good. I hate that shit.
So, eat a dick.
Any secret society is not good.
No, exactly. You should not have religion. Care. You should have a relationship with God.
I got a nobody knows his name. I got a cousin that's in what's that one called? Oh, it's to my tongue. Knights of Columbus. He's like, we fight against the Illuminati because he's like a Christian. He's like, we don't like them. I'm like, man, either, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. But anyways, back to it.
Seven deadly sins?
Seven deadly sins is the other thing you should be aware of.
Dude, can you name them all?
I wish I was as sober as I was for this.
It's fine. You drank all day, right?
I have been drinking all day.
So that's why we're going the way we're going. Pride, envy, pride. And then you have pride. That's what always makes me crazy. It's like
the first one.
You have pride parade. It is like they're mocking the God in some sort of way. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not religious. We'll never be religious. I'm spiritual, though. I've had a lot of experiences in my life that prove that there's stuff that goes outside of our reality and there's things going on, you know? So, you know, God's before me implies there's others.
When they say there's others, they mean by the ones that have fallen from heaven. The angels that are the archangels that had power mostly over the earth.
Yeah.
Those ones in particular, they declared themselves as gods and had a certain amount of powers, but they're not the God.
No.
The one, the beginning and the end.
Yeah. You know, we all know. So, and then there's pride, which always that always blows my mind. It's one of the seven deadly sins, right? And then you have pride parades. Envy.
Lust.
Greed, lust, sloth, gluttony, and wrath. Wrath is wanting to win so bad. Yeah. And that's what we have, wrath. Wanting to win so bad that you get ruthless in your endeavors. And look what's happening. All these people like that, like Pierre and shit. It's just like crazy. You're not conservative. You're not conservative by definition. You are a fucking center leftist. Acts and tax. Shut the fuck up. You run on one thing, and this is what happens in politics, is they run off of the hatred of the last guy. Trudeau did this with fucking Harper. And people are like, well, the Harper years. Yeah, Canada was better, you could say.
Way
But Harper sold this out to the fucking Chinese, and the reason that you are like they're able to like hack into your stuff and to watch you is Harper did that. The CSIS and all that shit, that was Harper. People to forget, like, the both sides are controlled, and then they play this fucking ping pong game on a seesaw, and we're going up and down, up and down. And it's fucking
made the
same
one guy look way worse than the other, and then after 2 or 3 years, you totally forget about how the last guy was, and you vote for him, and then it's back and forth, and it's a ping pong game.
Yeah, and that's why I said, I was like, all these people are like, Pierre's gonna make it better. I'm like,
dude,
man,
Pierre,
they're making you hate
douche.
Trudeau so much that you'll vote for whatever, and then they're already knowing that they had this guy pulling the string, like, they already know, you're already dancing, you know, the fact that they both support the war in Ukraine, they both support the stuff going on in Israel, they both support a digital currency, even though Pierre says he doesn't, it's been proven that he does, they both support the universal basic income, that Jewish lesbian lady that's in the House of Commons with her fun little pantsuit and her fucking little haircut, she's openly said that they should have, you know, and she's a conservative. It's not by definition. They're not conservative. They're like center leftists. And I'm like, hey, people that don't understand this stuff, the same people that think that Trump is somehow some sort of fucking savior, man. Trump may not be part of the system, but he pretty much worships Israel and has kissed the Western Wall. So I don't know, man. It's a little fucking weird. Man, I'm an angry guy. So John of Patmos, the alleged martyr who wrote the Book of Revelations, starts out by addressing each of the largest Christian cities in Asia Minor at the time. Euphus, Smyrna, I don't know how to pronounce any of these, Pergamon, I don't know, Philadelphia, weird, Sardis, I don't know any of these, Laodicea. Do you know any of these fucking prophet fucking bullshit? Fucking my these.
Here, turn more my way.
Yephus.
More.
I'm gonna knock all my shit off.
Sardines.
Sardis.
Sardis. Philadelphia. That's Philadelphia. And
that's the cream cheese.
Laodicea.
I don't know. I thought you'd know because you're the religious guy here. All right. So basically, this is John telling these cities they need to get their shit together, religiously speaking. He scolds them for straying from the piety and whatever, for allowing sexual immoralities to go down. Overall, it is almost like a father lecturing their children for slacking on their prayers before bed, and it foreshadows a bit of doom to come if they do not obey. While this seems kind of spooky, it is important to look at the historical text. These cities would become very strategic politically, as they would hold strongholds for Christians and stuff like that. And, like, you know, I like people like Stu Peters because he speaks out against this stuff a lot. And that guy does not give a fuck. He does not care. He's the only one that I've seen that really calls out the stuff that's actually going on with full tilt, full stop, whatever. It's important to keep in mind, no matter how gloomy and terrifying the Book of Revelation intends to be, it is written at a time when history, when there was specific style of apocalyptic literature being presented. You know, I'll go 90s for this. Dying into the fact that ancient readers aren't very similar to the readers of today. Remember that the biblical times, most people were illiterate, and so they had to have someone speak the word of God to them. I do not look good with a fucking backwards hat on, man. I look like a guy from Limp Bizkit. I used to wear my hat like this, man. Yeah. When I was fucking 16, so I used to wear my hat. Man, I wore my hat like this. I wore my hat like that. And the thing is, at the end of the day, at least I didn't wear it like this. Like these fucking kids nowadays that just sit their hat on the top of their head. It's like
fucking homos.
It's like, yeah. What? Oh, this great. Is not serving any purpose, man. It's not even on your head. It's my angry dad rant.
Might as well be a yarmulke.
There's a lot of fucking shit. Who fucking knows, man? There's a lot of weird stuff going on. The identity of the author of the Book of Revelation has been highly debated throughout history, but the most popular theory seems to be it was, this Christian guy known as John the Elder, John the Apostle, John of Patmos. Patmos was a small island off Greece, not far from the coast of Asia Minor. I don't know why I said that. It sounds like, you know, that you're going to the Philippines or something. Going to get that Asian miner. Oh, man. If the guy says next year and he's like, you know, you ever been in the Philippines? You should probably walk away. Because he's going to tell you some bizarre shit. Although accounts are sometimes hazy with the, you know, details, it's believed that John was living in exile on this island. The book explains he is Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Although some modern scholars say this could be normal route of preaching, most agree this implies he was exiled for his Christian faith. This time when the Roman Empire was persecuting Christians for not worshiping the Roman emperors, which I think is wrong too. It's like how our government wants you to worship them. So it is, it's an interesting thing. I don't know if people can send me emails or whatever. I have some people send me emails about stuff talking to me. But I have, what do you guys think? You know, what does everybody think? You know, what do you think? Do you think we're all going to die?
I think a few of us are definitely going to be judged.
So if Jesus comes down and I instantly be like, yo, I love you, man. Will he give me?
I mean, if you truly feel it in your soul, like, man, I was wrong. Like, I didn't think you were a thing, but now that I see you in person, I'm totally fucking
Billy
wrong.
Always brings up the time error, right?
Why?
Fuck Billy, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, but like that you would base that he had to exist in some regard because they base time off of him. But I read a lot of like stuff that contradicts all the stuff that, you know, and that religion is a tool. I've always believed that religion was used as a tool to divide and conquer.
Well, why that tool?
Because it's if you get people that have conflicting beliefs and you get them to fight each other, then they'll kill each other. More souls for the reptilians that they actually who actually created the idea of religion and to keep people in these boxes to not allow them to see the truth, what was really going on. And I saw someone on X talk about how Jesus never died on the cross and that they pulled him off and then he got ascended to some sort of spaceship. That he was space Jesus. That Jesus was actually connected to aliens and that he ascended. When he left, he ascended to a higher level of being and then came back.
Not a fucking thing. Not a thing. He's with
me. Now, one more time for this man.
He's with me from the start. He was always in my heart. Though I stray far, here you are, Jesus, my superstar. I love you, Jesus.
Sorry to end the episode. You, start Jesus. Dancing.
Jesus, you give me reason. You give me hope. Jesus never let me go.
I love you, Jesus.
As should.
All right. Well, that was a fun time. I hope everybody enjoyed themselves. Give us 5-star rating reviews. Subscribe to us on all platforms. We would appreciate it. We have a bunch of merch. I have my Fuck the New World Order shirt.
Fuck those guys.
on the site. Somebody just bought the Fuck the World Economic Forum shirt. I noticed that yesterday. It's like someone had made a purchase. I was like, oh, what could it be? And I was like, man, people were really liking that shirt. I had like, you know, a couple people actually buy it. Don't know who they are, but it's fun. It's fun to see people buying some of the merch and stuff like that. And, I want to get my own merch for, especially the fuck the, I have so many, fuck Trudeau. I think I got to put up the Fuck Trudeau thing again. It's on our one site, maybe still, but I need a t-shirt because now it's getting hot and we're going to get in the summertime pretty soon. And I need a t-shirt of Fuck Trudeau because I don't think it's.
That's how to keep it cool during these hot summer Canadian summers.
Yes.
It's Fuck Trudeau.
So who knows what is coming? I think that there's a lot of weird stuff happening. And, you know, everyone get excited for the eclipse. It could be another distraction. We don't really know. Are the four horsemen coming?
It's not.
You know? Oh, what is really happening in the world? But everybody. Love each other, but most of all, love Jesus.
And repent.
According to Brett, yes. You don't have to believe everything he says. You don't also have to believe everything I say.
It doesn't hurt to repent. Honestly, okay. It doesn't.
Get on your knees and suck Jesus' dick, okay?
Say you're sorry. Don't suck his dick. Say you're sorry.
Sorry, Jesus. Sorry, that was like all these people coming to the chat. Go back, listen. I yelled for about an hour about fucking Revelation, so we're gonna go to the bar. Bye-bye.
Bye.
'Tis easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less cards going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.